You're listening to IdgitCast, Season 3, Episode 16, No Rest for the Wicked. Hello and welcome. My name is John, and with me today is Paul and his wife Darcy.
Hello.
Hi.
And we also have down in New Orleans, Yvette.
Hey, y'all.
And we have a guest for this episode. Joining me also in Texas is Annie.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Hi. Yay.
Hi, Annie.
Yay. Hello.
What we're going to be doing this week is another Noobentary episode, which essentially means we'll all be watching the episode together, most of the panel for the first time. Annie and I have seen the episode before. The rest of the panel has not, so they'll be watching it for the first time and recording their initial reactions. For those of you who would like to join us, go ahead and get your DVD or Blu-ray or Netflix machine up and running. And I will count down from 3 to 1. And when I say now, that is your cue to start No Rest for the Wicked. So here we go. 3, 2, 1, now.
The road so far.
I'm not singing along.
No.
Be proud.
Oh, it makes me so happy these days.
No more.
Oh, but you get the air guitar going in here.
How long you get?
Here. Anybody got a lighter?
Who holds the contract?
I can't tell you.
I can't tell you.
Well, I'll just kill you.
Doesn't like you very much. Her name is Lilith.
It's your favorite person, Yvette.
Who told you that?
Yeah.
The demon that holds
the Reaper.
She holds mine, too.
She?
Her name's Lilith.
So this is Ruby, huh?
She's a demon, Sam. They want us dead. We want them dead.
That's not Ruby. That's Laurel Lance.
Yesterday, I said there was no such thing.
Eloise had some pretty big plans for you, Sam. That you're special in that ESP vision kind of way.
No, that stuff's not happening anymore. Black dog's in a hellhound. Demonic.
Why didn't I not realize she was Laurel Lance?
That's weird, because like I've used that joke like 100 times every time she shows up on screen.
We'll find a way to save her.
It's because she has a different hair color in this.
That must be it.
And she's younger.
This song is annoying.
You're gonna die. This is what you're gonna become.
Now.
Sounds like Sam.
Oh, it's Dean.
It's Dean.
Grunt.
It's running through this beautiful Canadian forest.
Tree!
Looks kind of Evil Daddy.
Aww.
Is this a dream?
I really hope the hellhound is like something little and cute. Like it's like a hell Pomeranian.
It's like a Pomeranian or
hell koala.
That would be awful, actually. So.
Oh my god, getting ripped apart by chihuahuas.
Just very slowly, he's like nibbling at you. Like, oh man, this is going to take forever.
Hell chihuahua!
No, please, no.
Oh, that's not cute.
Dig up anything good?
No. Nothing good.
Well, Bobby has, finally.
Yeah?
Yeah. A way to find Lilith.
Wow. We just,
It could still be a Pomeranian, because, I mean, that's just an artist representation. Like, they don't actually see them, so how do you know what they look like?
We don't know the scale on that.
What's Spanish for donkey show?
So, donkey if we do show? Save you... Let's never do that. Hey, Dean. Look, we're cutting it close, I know. But we're gonna get this done. I don't care what it takes, Dean. You're not gonna go to hell.
I always do my best work under pressure.
I'm not gonna let you.
Yeah, I like having a deadline.
Yeah, they're good. Deadlines are good.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Deadline.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay.
Huh.
Huh.
He always looks like that.
Oh.
Kind of, yeah. That, like, bitchy little face.
crick his neck.
See that name? That's the whole kid.
It's a cool-looking thing.
The right name, the right ritual. Ain't nothing you can't suss.
I forget what those are called.
Sexted?
Yeah, when I get done.
Says something about we'll sex.
Yeah.
Okay. Ubiquinque in acotazione says...
Hakuna Matata.
This guy again.
No worries.
Oh.
You mean this guy you've never seen before in your life?
This guy.
Shush you.
Oh, what's his face?
Bobby.
Bobby.
Maybe he'll die this episode. We don't have to see him again.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Now, when that bitch breathes, the air comes out crooked, okay? Second, even if we could get to Lilith, we have no way to gank her. And third, isn't this the same Lilith that wants your giant head on a pike? Should I continue?
Ain't you just bringing down the room?
Well, it's a gift.
I'm sorry, so then what are we supposed to do?
Look, just because I gotta die doesn't mean you have to, okay? Well, either we go in smart or we don't go in at all.
Okay, fine. That's the case. I have the answer.
You do?
Yeah, a surefire way to confirm it's Lilith and a way to get us a bona fide demon-killing gift.
No, Ruby?
Damn it, Sam, no.
We are so past arguing. Dean, I am summoning Ruby.
The hell you are! We don't have problems as it is.
Exactly.
I thought Ruby was, like, dead. No choice. Yes, I'm wrong.
She is the Miss Universe of lying skanks, okay? She told you she could save me, huh? Lie. She seems to know everything about Lilith, but forgot to mention, oh, right, Lilith owns my soul.
Okay, fine. She's a liar. She still got that knife.
For all we know, she works for Lilith.
Then give me another option, Dean. I mean, tell me what else.
Sam's right.
No! Damn it! Just no.
Oh, come on, girls. You're both pretty.
Okay.
Well, one of them does have a bitch first.
Yeah, I mean, one of them is prettier. But...
Right away. You never tell that to sisters.
Even though it's always true.
Where are you going, Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
I wasn't the pretty one.
Find something else.
That's okay.
See, even though we're twins, I have no problem telling people, yeah, my sister's the pretty one.
Calming chalk.
There's a lot of chalk in summoning demons.
Yeah.
Is he still looking at summoning?
It's either that or blood.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all vending.
Creek. Oh, that was easy.
So he's secretly summoning Ruby, even though he was told not to.
Yeah. Doing it anyway.
Hey, Ruby.
Eos, Koran, May.
Poof.
Fire.
Settle down, Beavis.
No. No. No.
You have a phone?
Hey, Sam. Have Strix.
How are you around so fast?
I got the Super Bowl jetpack. So, you called?
Did you know?
I'm gonna need a tiny bit more.
About Dean's deal. That Lilith holds the contract.
Yes, I did.
And?
And what, you didn't think that was important?
You weren't ready.
For what?
If I told you, you two yahoos would have just charged off her half-cocked. And Lilith would have peeled the meat from...
Oh, there you go again.
Well, we're ready now.
Pretty.
You're right about one thing. If you are ready. And now's the time, too. Lilith Scarsdale.
No.
That's so?
She's on shore leave. A little R&R.
The hell's that mean?
Trust me, yeah. You don't want to know. You didn't lose those hex bags I gave you?
We got them.
Good. Then she won't sense that you're coming.
So you'll give us the knife?
No.
But you just said...
You want to charge in with one little...
Lizzie McCackie.
It's a waste of a true blue window. Like hitting Hitler with that exploding briefcase. Forget it.
Okay, then how?
I know how to save your brother, Sam.
No, you don't. You told Dean you couldn't. You've been lying to me all along. So just give me your damn knife.
You're not the one that I've been...
She has great skin.
I know, right?
She's not Yeah, like she doesn't have any pores. Oh, amazing.
What? Freckles.
You've got jealous. God-given talent. Well, not God-given, but you get the gist.
All that psychic crap? It's gone ever since Yellow Eyes died.
Not gone. Dormant. And not just visions, either. Why do you think Alyssa's so scared of you?
Right. She's scary.
If you wanted, you'd wipe her off the map with moving a muscle.
I don't believe you.
It's the truth.
And you decided to tell me this now.
Demon. Manipulative, trying to find a job description. Fact is that you never would have considered it. Not until you were...
desperate enough.
You don't like being different.
It's your occupation, man. Doesn't have to be who you are.
Looks at you sometimes. Like you're some sort of sideshow freak. But suck it up, because we got a lot of ground to cover and we gotta do it fast, but we can do it.
You can
Look,
do it.
Call me a bitch, hate me all you want, but I have never lied to you, Sam. Not ever. And I'm telling you, you...
Is that true? Didn't Lily just have a conversation about how much she's lied to Sam?
So that's you, huh?
Well, lies of omission.
Okay.
Dean.
Which aren't really lies, right?
Charming as ever.
Oh, I knew you'd show up. Because I knew Sam wouldn't listen.
Sam.
I'm not going to teach him anything. You understand me over my dead body.
Huh. Well, you're right about that.
What you're going to do is give me that knife. And then you're going to go crawl back into whatever slop you came from and never bother me and my brother again. Are we clear?
Your brother is carrying a bomb inside of him, and we'd be stupid not to use it.
Dean, look, just hold
on. Sam, don't. Come on, man. What are you, blind? Can't you see that this is a trick?
That's not true.
She wants you to give in to this whole demonic, psychic, whatever, okay? I mean, hell, she probably wants you to become her little Antichrist superstar.
I want Lilith dead. That's all.
Antichrist.
Why?
I told you why.
Superstar. Do you think...
It's not exactly the right words.
You want to say to yourself, this is how, you dumb, spineless dick.
Oh, you're not supposed to hit the girls.
Well, she's not exactly a girl.
Still.
She's a girl demon.
Still wasn't very nice.
I'm okay with hitting Ruby.
As am I.
What? Is this like, what, 2006, 2007?
A little Buffy action here.
What the hell are you grinning at?
Yeah, I think so.
Just so bad. Like, she's got that belt buckle and those, like, bell bottoms.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Death trap! God damn it.
Like I said, I knew you'd come.
Wait! You're just gonna leave me here?
Let's go, Sam.
Oh. Oh, you're just too stupid to live? Is that it? Then fine! You deserve hell! I wish I could be there, Dean. I wish I could smell the flesh sizzle off your bones! I wish I could be there to hear you scream!
I wish you'd shut your pie hole, but we don't always get what we want.
Well.
I don't get it. Like, whatever.
What?
Like, I feel she's not a bad ally.
I want to respond to that, but I can't.
What if Ruby's right? What if I can take out Lilith?
See, I'm on the Ruby's right.
Yeah.
Quit looking at me like you're that. Team Ruby?
I'm team Ruby.
I don't know what Ruby meant. You know, maybe we should just go ask her. Sam, you wanted the knife, I got you the knife.
Dean, just listen to me for a second. Last time, Lilith snapped her fingers and put 30 demons on our ass, and all we got's one little knife? I mean, like you said, we go in smart or we don't go in at all.
Well, this ain't smart.
We got one shot at this, Dean, just one. So if there's a surefire way, then maybe we should just talk about it.
Sam, we are not going to make the same mistake all over again.
You said that, but what does that even mean?
Don't you see a pattern here? Dad's deal, my deal, now this. I mean, every time one of us is up the creek, the other is begging to sell their soul. That's all this is, man. Ruby's just jerking your chain down the road. You know what it's paid with, and you know where it's going.
Dean. What are you afraid is going to happen? This is me. I can handle it.
And if it'll save you,
why even risk it?
Because you're my brother. Because you did the same thing for me.
I know. And look how that turned out.
I always love this music. This piece of music.
Sammy, all I'm saying is that you're my weak spot. You are.
Yeah.
And I'm yours.
You don't mean that. We're family.
I know. And those evil sons of bitches know too. I mean, what we'll do for each other, you know, how far we'll go. They're using it against us.
So what, we just stop looking out for each other?
No, we stop being martyrs. Man, we stop spreading it for these demons. We take this knife, and we go after Lilith our way, the way Dad taught us to. And if we go down, then we go down swinging. What do you think?
I think you totally should have been Jim and I had the tiger right there.
Oh, bite me.
So Indiana, huh?
Where Lilith is on shore leave.
Yeah, I guess.
Tell me something. What the hell does a demon do for fun?
That doesn't sound great. It's the Supernatural subdivision.
Yeah, this is.
Hey, Pat.
Tom, these are not
how's that
cute.
Granddaughter of yours.
Homesick, poor thing. Darn bugs going around now.
Oh, that's too bad. Will you give her a big old hug from me and Judy?
You bet. Take her easy, Tom.
You too, Pat.
Is this hell? Are these demons?
Just wait.
It looked like hell, so I'm going to guess yes.
Suburban tranquility. Oh my god, it's hell.
No, for real.
Oh, so the daughter is the daughter is possessed by Lilith?
Upstairs, playing with Freckles.
We just sit here. We're dead.
She'll hear you.
It's her or us?
It's my baby girl.
Not anymore. There's something inside her.
Shut your mouth. She's coming.
Well, get ahead up to the cornfield.
Just how much we love you.
What happened to your dress?
Oh, Freckles is mean to me.
Oh, God!
That's nice, dear.
Daddy, will you put me on the swing?
Well, sure, honey. But don't you want to change first? I mean, you don't want the neighbors to see all that blood.
Oh, you're so smart. I love you, Daddy.
I love you, too. Hey, sweetie, you think maybe after a while, you think maybe you could let us go?
Why?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Don't you want to be here? Don't you love me?
Well, sure I do.
We all do, honey. We all love you so much.
Don't be mean to me, Daddy. Like Freckles, or what's her name, that mean old babysitter.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, silly. Now let's go and play.
I love this little girl. She's amazing.
I know, she's a good little actress.
I know, it was supposed to be disturbing. That was really disturbing.
Welcome to the darkest of dark comedies.
Knife. And you intend to use her without me. Do I look like a ditchable prom date to you?
No, Bobby, of course not.
This is Bobby and Sam. This isn't your fight. The hell it isn't. Family don't end with blood, boy.
Is he going to call them midgets again?
Besides, you need me.
So I don't know much about cars. Was that the distributor cap?
I assume so. I don't know much either.
I thought it was like a smoke alarm cover. And I
thought that
too.
Looked like it to me, yeah.
You can't drive this thing without this.
You got help.
Smoke alarm cover.
And because I'm smart.
Mm.
I'll follow.
It doesn't look like a car part to me.
It doesn't look like that kind of car part either.
No.
That's an old car.
I'm not sure if modern cars even have distributor caps.
Well, remember,
that's not
they
a modern car.
They did rebuild it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't look like... It's not right.
Because
a distributor cap...
A distributor cap, I should have wires going out to the spark plugs. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, what?
You're not going to bust out the Misty goodbye speech, okay? And if this
could have been a starter, but then it wouldn't be cranking at all.
Yeah, you wouldn't hear a starter cranking if there wasn't a starter cranking.
Oh, okay.
Car talk.
You
know
what I do?
Yeah.
Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi rocks on occasion.
Oh, I love this scene.
Slippery When Wet is a fantastic album. I'm serious. Yeah. It's solid.
All right.
Come on. Shut up, Dean.
This song makes me cry now.
Oh, I've seen a million faces and I rock them all.
I'm a cowboy. On the steel horse I ride. I'm wanted. Wanted. Little alive. Little alive.
Do you think they can hear my eyeballs rolling?
I know mine are.
I would just like to know that I hate you all.
Classic rock has always been my absolute least favorite musical form, and now it's like solidified.
Would you prefer gangster rap?
Yeah, definitely.
It's like Sam and Dan, straight out of Compton.
Somebody else.
I mean, I don't they listen to you.
Oh, it's
but
a cop.
It's cheesy.
But it's Lilith's cop.
The demon cop.
Oh.
Dean, you keep your hunting car in shape. No busted taillight.
Problem, officer?
License and registration, please. Do you realize you have a taillight out, Mr. Hagar?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, sir. You know, I've been meaning to take care of that. As a matter of fact...
Oh! Dean!
Dean, how is this a good plan?
Oh,
good call,
Dean. It is a demon cop. Of course, he's not a demon cop anymore. Now he's just a cop.
What the hell happened?
Technically, not even that anymore.
I just knew. I could see its face. Its real face under that one.
Like you saw Sam's real face?
Oh.
Oh, you're right.
No, that was a hallucination.
No.
So what? Now you're seeing demons?
I like Paul's explanation.
Hey, it's car 54. Where are you?
In the seventh circle of hell.
You're piercing the veil, Dean. Glimpsing the B-side.
I like that, glimpsing the B-side.
So, you can see hell's other bitches.
Thank you. Well, it'll actually come in pretty handy.
Oh, well, I'm glad my doomed soul's good for something.
Damn right it is. Lilith's probably got demons stashed all over town. We can't let them sound the alarm. If she knows we're here, we're dead before we started.
Well, this is a terrific plan. I'm excited to be a part of it. Can we go, please?
That's like the third Ghostbusters reference I've heard today. I don't know what's going on, but I like it.
Happy birthday, sweetie.
Happy birthday.
Yay, it's my birthday every day.
That's a weird looking cake.
Yeah.
That's because it's just like cake. It's cake in excess.
It's got freckles in it.
Hey, Grandpa.
Oh, God.
Why'd you try to go to Mr. Weprin for help?
I didn't. I don't know what you mean.
You're a big fat liar.
I'm sorry. It was a mistake. Uh-oh.
Did you two know about that?
Kill him.
Throw him under the bus.
Yeah, no.
No, honey.
No.
Plus, you just know there's like a mountain of frosting on the top of that cake.
That's
like, it's probably
frosting.
Mostly frosting.
You don't.
Kill him. Kill him.
You're just a mean old man.
Do something. Help me, please.
You're holding a knife.
No, but okay. Screaming makes me mad.
I love this little badass.
Yeah, what kind of badass demon is it that likes to just be in little girls and...
That sounded wrong, Paul.
Yeah, well, you know.
Awful.
I like to think that she's actually like a little girl. Like, wait, you know? She's like a little girl demon.
Kill the rest of them?
Yeah, and us too if we're not careful. Look, there's a real go-getter mailman on the clock at 9 p.m. And Mr. Rogers over there.
My mail's been delivered at 8 before.
Yeah, I've had late night mail too, and it's weird.
Ninja past those guys, sneak in.
And what, give a Colombian necktie to a 10-year-old girl?
It's like, were you busy doing other stuff? Like, what do you...
This is about saving everybody.
She's gotta be stopped, son.
Don't be stopped, Sean.
Really? 26 times.
You idiot.
Read it again.
What are we reading?
I think I've done this.
I imagine that single tear running down your face.
Have you done it while trying not to cry?
I've done it 20 times.
Will not with the fox.
You will not with the fox.
Wow.
It's my name. Yes, it is, honey. Hi!
Oh! I know who you are!
Come this way, mailman!
Try and catch me!
Oh!
Shh! Please die quietly!
He's a postal worker. It was either him or us.
Creator
Aqua. Go on, postal.
Nomine Dei. Patris Omnipotentis.
Well, that's in the sprinklers. Awesome.
I know, right? This grass has been blessed. Baptized.
I'd like my knife back, please. Or your neck snaps like a chicken bone.
Oh.
Take it easy.
Hi, Ruby.
How the hell did you get out?
She don't know about me, good flipbook.
Oh.
What?
Nothing. I couldn't see before.
I've just never seen you look like that before.
Sam, keep in the knife before you hurt yourself.
Don't get it when this is over.
It's already over. I gave you a way to save Dean. You shot me down. Now it's too late. He's dead. And I'm not going to let you die, too.
Try to stop me.
No. She's a liar.
Bitch.
Hit me with your best shot, baby.
She's a liar.
Hey. Have your little cat fight later.
Everybody in the neighborhood.
You don't want to surprise.
Gotta imagine Lilith knows now.
These are the people in your neighborhood.
Well, he's already dead. Or hurt. Oh, yeah.
It burns. Why was I programmed to feel pain?
I love the sprinkler trick.
That's great.
I think Lilith knows we're here.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ruby told her.
Ruby?
Yeah.
Oh, you think Ruby's in cahoots?
Absolutely.
Cahorts? Cahoots?
We're here to help, okay? I'm gonna move my hand, and we're gonna talk nice and quiet, okay? Sir, where's your daughter? It's not her anymore. Where is she? Upstairs. In her bedroom. Okay, listen to me. We should go downstairs to the basement. Put a line of salt at the door behind you. You understand me? Without my wife. Yes, without your wife. No.
Yep.
It's Lexi Lexi McStabby.
I don't think I ever noticed that before. It's like he just
it's like with a gun, but it's a knife. Point, point.
You could find out which bedroom was which first. What's she doing in there? Must be the little girl's room. Not that little girl's room. The other little girl's room. Well, my kids' bedrooms don't have a double door, so that's got to be the parents' room.
It's pink.
That woman's dead.
Mm-hmm. She didn't read well enough the last time.
Yeah. Is that little hex bag really keeping her that unaware of you? Oh. Can't be that easy. Can't be that easy.
Do it.
Or send the bomb.
Stop hesitating.
I know Rex killer.
It's not her. It's not the girl anymore.
Nice. Swell.
Where'd it go? Is it in Dad?
It's in somebody. Hopefully not Bobby.
No matter what you hear, you, your husband, and your daughter stay in the basement.
If it wants it to be in Bobby.
I kind of would like it to be in Bobby.
Her pay grade, she had sweat in the holy water.
Okay, you win. What do I have to do?
What do you mean?
To save Dean. What do you need me to do?
The hell do you think you're doing?
Just shut up for a second. Ruby!
You had your chance. You can't just flip a switch. We need time.
Well, there's got to be something. There's got to be some way. Whatever it is, I'll do it. Don't, Dean! I'm not going to let you go to hell!
Dean.
Yes, you are! Yes, you are. I'm sorry. I mean, this is all my fault. I know that. But what you're doing...
Yeah, just go to hell. Jeez. What they do.
You go to hell and you die.
Yeah, what just become a demon. It's fine.
Keep fighting. Take care of my wheels. Say, remember what Dad taught you. Okay? And remember what I taught you.
Bye.
Get a weird Christmas carol feeling here.
Yeah.
Remember what I taught you. The rabbit goes through the loop.
Keep smiling, knowing you can always.
Sorry, Mom.
God, just make out already.
I'm my worst enemy.
Sure.
That's a different. Different thing.
Yeah, settle down, Missy.
I'll send you a link.
Huh.
You can read all about it.
Yeah. Don't run, it only gets its hunting instinct up. Sure, Dean, you're all just let it happen until suddenly it's time.
It's happening.
What? Come on! That dust won't last forever.
No, she's Lilith.
Wait!
You wanna die?
Says Ruby. It's not Ruby!
Kill her!
Oh!
Told you! What did I say?
How long you been in her?
Not long. But I like it. It's all grown up and pretty.
And where's Ruby?
She was a very bad girl. So I sent her far, far away.
Yeah, I should have seen it before. But you all look alike to me.
We get to see?
No. Hello, Sam.
Maybe.
I've wanted to meet you for a very long time.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry.
Did we lose?
I don't know. Don't worry about it.
Your lips are soft.
All right, so you have me. Let my brother go.
Silly goose. You want a bargain, you have to have something that I want. You don't.
So is this your big plan, huh?
Maybe we're the only ones left. Anybody else left?
Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. We lost somebody.
We lost a vet.
Oh, no.
Sick'em boy.
She's like, it's not Bobby, so she bailed.
Oh, that's pretty graphic.
No. Stop it. Stop it.
It's just raspberry jam.
Yes.
Oof. Credits.
We now return to the X-Men, already in progress.
Yeah. What happened? Not what you expected. Oh, Dean, Sam, you protected yourself.
Back. I said back.
Take her out, Sam.
I don't think so.
Yeah, she's gone. Yeah.
Not fast enough.
He looks pretty done, though. Maybe you can magically bring him back.
No, not this time.
Where is Bobby during all this?
Watching the clock.
I think he's across the street. He can't get past all the demons outside.
Oh, okay. And then Pinhead showed up.
Yeah. Right.
Cliffhanger.
And Dean's dead. He's gone forever.
Yep.
Bill and Ted go to hell.
Oh, no, don't play. Don't play. Don't play. Exit. No, back, 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 back. Stop. Okay, thank you. It didn't play.
He pulls out a whip. Back, I say.
All right, well, I assume Yvette finished watching.
I don't know. Like, she never came back. Like, did she...
Was she done? Did she not want to know how it ended?
Yeah. Thanks, Annie, for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, too bad we lost Yvette.
Yeah.
But...
All right.
But yeah, next week we're going to do a proper review of this episode. Yeah. So hopefully, do we have a guest for that?
It's
one?
Annie.
Yeah, it's me.
Is it? Awesome. So yeah, hopefully you guys will come back next week for that. And until then, happy hunting.
See ya.
You've been listening to IdgitCast from QuadrupleZ.com. Join the discussion at facebook.com/IdgitCast. We love feedback. You can email us or send us an MP3 voice message. Please use the episode title as your subject line to prevent accidental spoilers. Our email address is idgitcastpodcast@gmail.com. The theme song for IdgitCast is by Borrowed Trouble. Find the band at borrowedtrouble.com. Lyrics and vocals by IdgitCast's founder, Allie Jones, who you can find out all about at imthewonderband.com. The closing music you hear right now is Too Good, written and performed by Jack Mangan and is used by permission. You can find other music, writings, and discussions by Jack, as well as back episodes of his own Deadpan podcast at jackmangan.com. You can hear more from the hosts of this show. Yvette can be heard as one of the hosts of Investigating Mars, an intro cast for the TV series Veronica Mars, also available from quadruplez.com. John Pavlich can be heard on Castlecast, a fan cast for the ABC series Castle at castlecast.net, and his own Sofa Dogs podcast at sofadogs.libsyn.com. Now you can also watch the Sofa Dogs YouTube channel at youtube.com/user/sofadogs. Darcy and I can also be heard on the Ghostlight podcast, an intercast for the television series Slings and Arrows, also featured on quadruplez.com. So after you, I will be strong.